With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I'd say there's no doubt he's seen it.
Oh, my God. Are we really doing this on the air?
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to bring up the football thing. Okay.
Well, you did off the air, and you just don't understand. You don't understand how awesome this is.
I don't think it's that awesome.
Have you ever seen a man dance that can dance? Yum.
No, not really. I can't think of any. We were talking about this, and then Jamie said, "You ever see Magic Mike?"
Yeah.
And I said, "No, I've never seen it, but I'll bet Schmidl has." Well, I mean, you like...
What does he like?
He likes to look at women and men.
What?
Really?
That's what you told us.
I just notice when men are attractive. I don't like actively looking at them.
What did you say about Nick Jonas the other day?
He's super hot.
Thank you, Carson.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, he's super hot. That's what he said.
Did you see Magic Mike, yes or no?
Yeah.
With Channing Tatum, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you get what I'm saying then. Thank you, Schmidl, for your honesty, because it would have been way easier to say no and not get heckled by these two low-life scum.
We're not saying anything.
I'm sorry, what?
We didn't say anything.
So anyway, Schmidl, don't you agree that having women and men dance together as a dance team for a football, which team is it?
Washington.
Yeah, a dance team is going to be amazing.
Oh, yeah, it'll make it way more fun for everybody.
See? Based on watching, what, Magic Mike? Because they're
getting down.
So
what was that you just did?
He does that thing against the counter at 7-Eleven. Did you ever watch that? Oh, my God.
No.
I haven't seen it.
Did you see him at 7-Eleven?
Yeah, he kind of moves like a slinky a little bit. It's real sexy.
A slinky?
Yeah.
So the Washington football team, used to be the Redskins, the Washington football team has fired all the cheerleaders. They got rid of cheerleading, okay?
Okay.
Instead, they've hired a dance team.
Right.
They've got men and women, co-ed, right?
Right.
See, here's the deal. The guy that owns them, they had a couple of commentators or something of that nature, somebody in the office.
It was the radio guy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They had some people in the organization that made some really lewd comments about some of the girls that worked there. Some of the women in the front office, I think some of them were even the cheerleaders, whatever. I don't understand. You get rid of the problem by firing all the ladies.
The ladies.
Yes.
I don't think cheerleaders want to be called ladies.
The women.
So first of all, let's just go back to what a cheerleader is. When you're in high school, a cheerleader is an athlete, right? They're throwing crazy tricks. They're tumbling. They're doing all kinds of things. When you get into the NFL, a cheerleader is a bimbo with big boobs that just like dances around. She's not throwing any tricks. She's not throwing anything.
They still do all kinds of gymnastic moves.
I haven't seen any of them throw any tricks.
At halftime, they all go in the field and they dance. And
that's
they throw back handsprings and stuff like that.
Yeah, they don't throw back handsprings.
Yes, they do.
The most they do is like lift their legs up real high. That's
it. You know, you're watching Magic Mike.
Wait, let's go back to how he knows they lift up their leg real high.
How do you know that?
Because
I've been to the games. I watch.
In high school, they're throwing like fulls and doubles and triples and all that stuff. You're not going to see a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader with their big old fake boobs out there throwing a a full. Even.
I have seen a cheerleader at a Broncos game tumble halfway down the field.
Really?
Yeah. She just does it continuously. And the crowd's like, oh, yeah, go, go.
And
yeah,
what are you going to get with the dance troops? You're going to get the same thing. You're going to get the old rodeo slinky trick.
Right, but at least I get some wiener.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.